Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back to Just Reeling in the Years, one of their great songs. That's one of the great guitarists of all time right there. If you don't know Stevie Dan, you ought to check him out. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, the new one, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jessica Moser is our guest. Jessica is Senior VP for Small Business Solutions at MetLife. We're talking about the Q4 MetLife U.S. Chamber Small Business Index. Jessica, thanks again for being here. What did you find in the new index that was the number one concern of small businesses?
So we really tried to focus on, you know, from a workforce perspective,
right.
And it's really all, the biggest challenge right now is hiring, finding the right candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So 40% of small business owners have said that they're actively searching for new hires, but just having a really tough time finding quality candidates. Just 9% of the small business owners say that job recruits are of very good quality, and 34% say good, which leaves 55% of candidates as fair or poor. And so, that's a challenge.
The internals on that, when we first started getting these reports, Jessica, about this, which is actually a national problem right now, major problem, when taxes and regulations and health care quit being number one and sales quit being number one and finding qualified people, when we get into the internals, it's not just that we can't find enough welders. Or we can't find enough mechanics. We can't find enough refrigerant technicians. It's that the refrigerant technician that shows up can't pass a drug test.
Yeah.
Or doesn't have a driver's license.
Because then, right. It's not good enough for what you need. We know that you can't take an employee in a smaller business is so critical for success. You've got to find that right qualified candidate. You bring up the refrigerator guy. The manufacturers are actually having, from what we're seeing, are having the toughest time of all.
Well, they have to be the most careful with their onboarding, because they're dealing not only with $1 million of equipment, they're dealing with some equipment that can kill you.
Right. Or themselves, right? So
yeah.
You have to be super careful. And there's so many manufacturing firms, about over 280,000 manufacturing firms, which I will admit I wasn't aware that. I knew there were a lot, but I didn't know that there were that many under 500 employees.
Oh, yeah. Most,
and of
most,
that,
most
in fact,
manufacturing companies are, the majority, vast majority are small.
Very small, like 210,000 of them have fewer than 20 employees.
That's right.
And so, and it's a highly skilled, to your point, highly skilled part of the business, right? So you need specialists. And I think the challenge is there's a mismatch, right? There's a mismatch in schools because if students aren't being prepared for this type of work and this isn't part of the industry where, you know, skilled manufacturing workers are getting ready to retire, 20-25% of them, there's going to be real jobs. Like they ran the numbers in the index, right? 3.5 million manufacturing jobs are going to be needed. And if things kind of continue as they've been going, about 2 million of those won't be filled.
Well, and the thing
is
those jobs those are 21st century manufacturing jobs. Those are new jobs with a future manufacturing jobs, not the last vestiges of the 20th century manufacturing jobs like we have in some places. These are new jobs, and so the schools, we've got to get the schools working with the companies to find out what they need. And don't we need to, two things to me, it seems to me, Jessica, is we need to, number one, we needed to help people understand that maybe college, maybe our liberal arts college is not where you need to go, number one. Number two, ladies, there's opportunity out there, because I'm telling you, there are if ten people show up for a job, five are women, five are men, I bet you $100 that more of the women will be able to pass the test. They may not be able to weld when they show up, but I bet you they have more of them have a driver's license and can pass a drug test.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the stats there, but I think your overall point of making sure that we recognize around, the, you know, across the board where the candidates are, and they may not be always in the same place. So think of a woman versus a man sometimes, or in addition to a man, I think makes a ton of sense. And I really like what you said around, you know, we've got to work with the schools, right? There's actually... And that's something that you don't have to wait for as a small business owner. There's actually a case study in this quarter's index about a small manufacturer in Wyoming. They recognized this shortage of resources and went out and worked with a local community college, reached out into the community to find those people in their community that were unemployed and trained them, among other things. I mean, that was a real success story.
Speaking of chambers, local chambers of commerce are becoming the nexus. Over the last several years, they've been the nexus between the local education and the local employers to find out what they need, and have done a lot of work in making those connections. And so that's a really good thing. Jessica, you got a website we can find the new index on?
Yes, it is. Let me get it right. www.sbindex.us. It's not .com. It's www.sbindex.us.
So check it out, folks. It's very easy to read. Even I could understand it. So it's plain English, folks. They always run these things by me, so they know if Blasting Game can understand it, anybody can understand it. So it's Blasting Game approved. Tintail right back with Jessica Moser. We're going to talk about going forward. What do things look like going forward? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.